all over the world.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, 안녕하세요. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Ooh, it is, I'm in Florida. I'm Viata, your host for the next couple of hours. And it's Florida, but it's not warm right now. We're getting back into our fall, cool, winter weather. I think it's like 54 degrees today, so I can imagine up north it's probably in the teens or 20s. So I'm grateful that in Florida our winters are very short. And we go back into the 80s right away or within a few days. So thank you for joining me this day, January 6th, 2023. This year is starting off with a bang in terms of events that get our attention. We're going to be talking about the heart today because this week the media has been on a frenzy to talk about the heart attack that occurred on Monday Night Football. It's interesting to me that it's on the first quarter all this happened. So that game didn't progress at all. The universe decided to just cut that game short, bring to our attention the heart. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to strengthen and heal the heart. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this show. I'm going to bring you so much truth. I don't know if you can handle it. So this is a warning, mature audiences only, if you can handle the truth, because the media doesn't do that. They don't bring the truth. They don't bring the full picture. They have a big agenda to keep you in fear. So I'm not going to keep you in fear at all today. We're going to free your body and your mind to think for itself today, and starting with joint rolling. Why do we do joint rolling? For those of you who are new to health and well-being, joint rolling is all about loosening up the joints and letting the synovial fluid get lubricated. Because when you're moving your joints, there's a fluid that's activated by this special program in this special sacred temple that keeps those joints lubricated so you don't feel what? Pain. We don't want any pain in the joint, especially as we get older. Senior citizens usually experience a lot of arthritic pain, which is not just a physical thing, it's also emotional. A lot of senior citizens are holding on to the past, holding on to their old beliefs, and so pain shows up because things aren't flowing. So that's why we do our joint rolling, to help every part of you, especially the neck, the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, the knees, the hips, and ankles. Keep that synovial fluid flowing and blood flowing, also circulation, which always plays into the heart. The more we move, the healthier this heart will be. And that's just one small part of keeping the heart healthy, is movement. So thank you for joining me this morning. Welcome. And I've got music, of course, that I play every Friday morning. Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. I do not own the rights to this music, but they gave me full permission to play it for our enjoyment, edification, strengthening, all of that. The words are powerful. The music is wonderfully healing. So let us get busy. I know that's why you're up. If you're here this morning, you're here to roll some joints, right? So we want to put out the energy this morning of healing, Time for Healing by the Sounds of Blackness. We give thanks for all of you who have joined me this morning. May you be blessed, may you be strengthened, and may you be healed as you roll around the joints of your body. So those of you in the Blog Talk Radio studio, we start with the neck first, rolling this big joint around to keep our neck and area and thyroid and vagus nerve healthier. We're going to roll that around first, and then we go to our shoulders, back and forward. Then we do some swimming in the sea of energy, front crawl and back crawl. Then we're going to get on our back and kick up the legs and arms so that we can get our wrist and ankles rolling. From there, we go to our knees, and then we roll over. And knees and elbows, got so many joints here, we got to remember where these joints are. And then we roll over on our side and get that leg moving so the hips can get lubricated. And once we're all lubricated and oiled up, we're going to sit up and just tap on, give some love taps to this body. Rub our arms and our neck stimulate our vagus nerve. Breathe in deep. In fact, let's do that right now. Let's just start off with a good inhale. Inhale. Hold it for a second or two. Exhale, getting rid of all those toxins, bad breath out, bad breath. Inhale the good oxygen surrounding you. Inhale, and exhale all those toxins out. All right, so let's start some music and get busy with our next.
No. reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Rub the bottom of the feet and the hands together if you can to activate meridians in the body. Warm up the body, warm up the body, warm up the body. Get that, those feet warm going, hands warm, feet warm, the whole body's warm. All right, grab those knees, roll over to one side and push up. Woo-hoo! Give yourself a hand. That was a quick, what, 5-minute workout. And we want to just finish off with a good vagus nerve massage, because the vagus nerve is a key pathway to the rest of the body. Always want to, through deep breathing every day, take the hands on, place them on the back of the neck, squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Just rub all around the back, rub behind the ears, squeezing and releasing. Squeeze and release. Breathing in, breathing in, giving that body love. We are doing what we call fly first, love yourself. Every morning, we should all have a routine that helps us fly first, love yourself. And this is just one routine that you can practice. Rolling your joints, even in the bed, taking deep breaths, patting down the arms, love, 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 up and down the arms. Give your underarms a little massage. That's your lymphatic gland area that needs to be running smoothly, both under the arms. Get those lymphatic glands opened up, no blockages. We don't want any poofs or puffs here. We want a pit under your arm. You should have a pit, not a puff. If you do, you need to give it more love. Get that poof down and get it into pit mode. And then just let's pat on the chest area. This is your thymus gland area right here in the middle of your chest. Key for your immune system to work better. Better key. And then just massage around the breast because you've got a lot of lymph glands around the breast. All men and women should be conscious to love on the breast. Give those breasts a little pat. And then finally, let's just give our microbiome around the navel. Give a pat around that navel to activate that army. That microbiome is your army down there. All those bacteria, viruses, and fungus are all working for your good. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Give thanks that we can come together all over the world and love ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me this morning. We got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to move into my studio area over here where I have pictures to show you, and there's my plants in the ceiling and lights, so we move over here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for joining me, and behind me there is, this is the cover of my second book that I wrote about my dad, Sherman J. Howard, Football and Beyond. And it took me 6 years to put that book together. Number one, because my dad was in Chicago and I was in Florida. So that's why 6 years to produce a story. My dad didn't think much about this book other than, just another story. I thought it was an amazing story about his journey through football. And that's why we're going to talk a little bit about what happened this week, because I was in that journey with him beyond the football. Where's that word? Beyond the football. I heard a lot about all the people, all the men that influenced him as he prepared to play that game and as he went through the game from 49 to 54, 5 years, good years. And then he got a shoulder injury that canceled his career, thank goodness, because I was born a year later. And I don't think his marriage would have survived if he hadn't stopped that football playing, practicing, whatever. So today we want to talk about the heart, because the media this week, isn't it amazing? The first year of 2023, which is a seven, divine energy, powerfully activated, moving all year long. We're going to have 2023, number seven, moving, manifesting whatever you want to manifest, because it's a seven, divine energy over all of us. And isn't it interesting? This year, the first big news item is about football. And then the other one is, it's about the heart. This is the heart chakra up here. Let's see, can you see that? Yeah, this is the heart chakra, symbolism, green. And we got a beautiful video to show you about the energy of this heart area. But the media, let me get back to the media, because I want to help you decipher truth from lies. Because when you have a big media event like this, it can affect your health because they start going lies. And you don't know what's going on. But I'm here to bring some truth, because I got little antennas. These are my little antennas up here. And I'm really pay attention to the BS more than ever and the truth. So we're going to bring you all the truth that I've seen this week versus the lies of the media. Now, what is the first thing I noticed about this media event when I went on YouTube, that's my favorite news channel is YouTube. I can watch 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, or an hour of news, and then I'm done. So I have a choice. It gives you a choice on YouTube what news you want to put in your mind. So the first thing I noticed is all of the major networks, CBS, CNN, ABC, I was just flipping through YouTube looking at the headlines about this young man, 24-year-old athlete. Here's the thing about, this is 25-7. Seven, this is the year for him to shine this year. My dad's new energy and wisdom are going to shine this year more than ever. 25, he's a 7 this year. And so the football event was about a heart attack. Now, a 24-year-old is got to be one of the healthiest men on the planet. If you successfully were hired by a major football team, you're in perfect shape. They don't hire weak, sick people, right? And I don't think this guy has been playing very long, 24-year-old. And for him to have a heart attack is unusual. Let's just say that. Now, I had a friend, we were talking, debating in a text about, well, this has happened before. Lots of athletes have died on the football field, on the soccer field, basketball. Not like the past 2 years. I'm going to show you the statistics of this event that line up with the whole last 2 years. So Damar Hamlin, his name, prayers are going out because they're going to try and keep him alive as long as possible, even though he's had two heart attacks since that event. He had one heart attack on the field. He had another one in the hospital. Heart just stopped. But guess what? It's probably been inflamed for reasons we know. So when you're 24 years old, that's one of the healthiest times of your life. You can eat anything. You can drink alcohol, drugs, usually. Now, their diet is pretty bad, which we're going to have the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, talks about food all the time, and he's going to be on the show today from YouTube talking about the reasons that Damar needs to get on a better diet and all that. Football players usually don't have the best diet, most of them are fairly conscious. My dad was steak and potatoes man. Back in 49, they got really fed good protein, high animal protein meals and starches, okay? And then he had a heart attack in 1991, I think, 95. But he lived till 2019, even despite that heart attack, because we worked together. He and I partnered together to get his heart stronger and working better with herbs, liquid herbs, and all kinds of diet changes. So he was amazing. He impressed me. This man impressed me after his heart attack, how well he recovered, because he didn't want to be in any more pain. He didn't want breaking open the chest. They used to break open the chest when somebody had a heart attack to fix the valves and tubes. They don't do that anymore. Thank goodness they go in there with lasers and all that. But he really had a rough time recovering from a heart attack back in 1995. And he lived 20-some years later. So that was amazing. So heart attacks are nothing to play around with, but I've looked at what his life was like when he had his heart attack and the stress of other lives. And we're just going to go into what is really going on when the heart is that weak that it stops beating, okay? And we've had a lot of that in the last 2 years, and we know why. So this morning, let's talk about strengthening and healing the heart. All of these characters, like I'm going to name some names here. All these characters like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, who else? Roland Martin. Roland Martin came out this week on his show talking about Damar Hamlin's heart attack, and he brings on, like all the other mainstream media, brings on a cardiologist expert, a heart expert. All of them, so far, I've watched all the major networks this week, what they had to say about this event. And I even had someone text me, what happened was, they call it commotio cardis. All of them 100% mainstream media, Roland Martin included, brings on a cardiologist, and you can just see the script that's going on here. Well, they're going to try and fool the public about what's going on with this heart event and say right away, all of them have the same script. It's commodious carditis. Forget about the other information we've received the last 2 or 3 years with a COVID virus. Forget about that resolution, that solution. It's all of a sudden it's commodio carditis. Now, we have to be careful of listening to people like Roland Martin, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton, who promoted, guess what, the jab. All of them for the last 2 years, you got to get it. There was even a song by Jesse Jackson, get the V. Everybody was all excited and sure it was safe and effective, right? You got to remember, don't listen to anybody who was promoting that thing. Because why? Because they're deceiving and they've been, guess what, paid to do what they're doing. So I want to share with you a very important article that I had sent to me by Robert Kennedy Jr.'s website called Children's Health Defense. I get emails from him every day about what the truth is. So I want to share with you the alternative news about what caused Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest. All the experts have been weighing in on mainstream media. They all have concluded pretty much, even though there's been no test done, there's been nothing from the hospital that confirmed that he had commodio carditis, whatever. So many people already are saying, oh, that's what it was. His heart had commodious carditis, whatever, that, a 24-year-old now. So here, the sudden collapse on live TV, if that's not the universe bringing a message for us to digest and dissect, I don't know what is. On Monday Night NFL, one of the most popular TV shows in the world, even. People are watching Monday Night Football. So 2023, number 7, Divine Energy starts out with a bang. Ah, let's get somebody with a heart attack on the football field. Triggered an avalanche of media coverage with all the experts weighing in on what might have caused this 24-year-old player's car after what appeared to be a routine tackle. I even heard someone say on the mainstream media, oh, yeah, it was mainstream media, he suffered a blow to the chest. That's the new script. He suffered a blow to the chest. That's not what happened at all. In fact, what this article will show you is that they have shoulder pads to protect their hearts. Their shoulder pads come down over their shoulders and their chest to protect them. But why is the media talking about this blunt force that hit his chest? Oh, there it is. You see that? Suffered a blow to the chest. I'm going to show you right now. So this is an article from the Children's Health Defense, and it's written about an interview that Dr. McCullough, who's a cardiologist, very famous cardiologist, and they quickly concluded, some news outlets quickly concluded his heart attack most likely was caused by commotio, C-O-M-M-O-T-I-O, a rare, very rare phenomenon that occurs when a small and extremely fast-moving projectile, such as baseball, you know, pitching a baseball, hitting the chest, that's when those things type of things happen. A hockey puck location disrupting the heart's rhythm. Okay. So when that happens, it doesn't usually stop the heart is what I think this report is saying. This condition affects about 10 to 20 people per year, usually teenage boys. Most mainstream media reports rejected the theory that Hamlin's cardiac arrest might be linked to COVID-19 V word, using terms such as far right, vile, anti-Vers, and conspiracy theorists. That's what we're hearing. However, Dr. Peter McCullough, he's a cardiologist. This is one of the few voices of truth coming out about this incident, told Good Morning CHD host Amy V. I watched that whole interview by Dr. Peter McCullough because I get it in my email. why he believes the V's cannot be ruled out. He's an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and he's a leading expert on COVID-19 treatment. He explained the possible role of the V in cardiac arrest and other heart injuries among athletes. He explained that any physician watching replays of Hamlin's collapse immediately starts thinking through a differential diagnosis of what could have caused it. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to see what Dr. McCullough had to say about what he observed in that tackle. This man here is my source of wisdom today. I look to his 95 years, even though he had a heart attack, he lived beyond that heart attack 20-some years. So he's my source of wisdom as I share what I know today, not only about football, but about the heart, because my dad and I worked together to get his heart back going. And I'm going to tell you what I believe was the root cause of his heart attack. He wasn't even on the football field, but he had a heart attack. So I'm going to take a commercial break here. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about what Dr. McCullough, the alternative doctor, the only one who was not promoting the jab in the last 2 years. If you're listening to people who are promoting the jab for the last 20 years, then, and telling you that it's commodious cardis, whatever, you're not getting the truth. Because guess what? There's an agenda, and Big Pharma is still working in this, on the scenes to hide the truth. So taking a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Community and politician must come together to make a change. No crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politician must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Cool morning in Florida. Thank you, Naima, for leaving cool weather behind. We got cooler weather going back into the 50s and later on in the, I think next week, 40s. So yeah, winter's back. Florida goes in and out of summer and winter and fall. So thank you for joining me this morning. We're healing and strengthening the heart. Why are we talking about the heart this week? Well, all week long, I look at popular news items and discern what is true and what is false in my own little antenna working mind here. And this week was full of lies in mainstream media and deception and fear. And so this man behind me, who I wrote this book about for 6 years, was on my mind because he was a footballer back in the 40s and 50s. And I lived through almost in my life, his energy of loving football, playing football, and then we wrote this book together. And even after his heart attack, he had a heart attack in 1995, I believe it was. And I believe the root cause of his heart attack was stress in his relationship with his wife and one child. The stress in that household increased. Number one, he had retired from his job as a teacher and football coach. And then he and his wife started having a lot of conflict trying to raise a son, his first son with her after three girls and with my mother several years before. And so I believe what caused his heart attack was stress, that built up. And he was not able to process that stress with his wife, then wife. So stress is a major, major contributor to heart attacks, in my opinion. With this man who I knew all my life up until 2019 when he passed at 95 years old. So it's the biggest factor for any heart attack is a buildup of stress. So we've had a lot of things happening in the last 2 years that may have been a little different from past events of people talking about stress and what contributes. So we're talking, if you just tuned in, Dr. Peter McCullough is my go-to for this week on the truth. He's a cardiologist. Internist. He's a cardiologist, epidemiologist, and leading expert on COVID-19. He had a whole interview that I watched on Children's Health Defense website. And he explained the possible role of the jab in cardiac arrest and other heart injury. Now, the statistics is what blew my mind because many people don't know the statistics from the last 2 years that have been hidden. So I'm going to read through this article fairly quick. It's a long article, but I want to get to the main point so you'll have the truth from his perspective. Dr. McCullough did not push the jab it on. In fact, he practically lost his job for going against the jab and the treatments that were being offered. Roland Martin, on the other hand, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton were making commercials to push the jab. So those are the people you don't want to listen to. Roland Martin brought out his cardiologist expert yesterday who did the same thing all the mainstream media. Oh, it's Commodius Martis Martis, and didn't make one mention of this jab that these athletes were enforced to get. 95% of the NFL players have gotten this jab. Hello. And we haven't heard about all the ones who are dropping out dead and sick. So Dr. McCullough is bringing the truth, the possible role that these jabs play in cardiac arrest and heart injuries among athletes. So he explained Let me quote. This is a quote from him. Let me tell you that I did see head and neck contact with a tackle, which is not uncommon at all in football. Remember that the shoulder pads have a breastbone protector, pretty substantial breastbone protector, so they take helmets in the chest all the time. I have seen that all my life, my young life, watching football with my dad. Why is somebody all of a sudden coming up with this idea that he suffered a blow to the chest and that's what caused the heart attack? That's because we're all ignorant. Most people are ignorant about these things. Oh, okay, that's what happened. Okay, that's why we know now what happened. No, that's not what happened. The doctor acknowledged that when a baseball hits an unprotected breastbone, it can precipitate a cardiac arrest, but said he was not aware that happening in pro football, leading him to rule out commotio cordis. So this is one of the few doctors that's saying, no, that's not what happened. This commotio cordis that all the major networks are saying was the root cause of it, even though they didn't have any tests done, exam. Right away, the script was out. All right, let's put out commotio cordis as the reason that he had a heart attack. All right. So Dr. McCullough goes on, quote, and as I watched things unfold, it was relatively clear that Hamlin was in a primary cardiac arrest. McCullough believes there's a public health obligation to disclose what happened. So he continues, this is a player who is employed by a team, and the team and the league mandated the V very publicly. NFL, NBA mandated the jab very publicly. He says, so quote, listen up, to quote, so we have a situation where we have a public figure, the public employer, NFL, mandates the jab in a very public manner. There is a disclosure that 95% of the players have taken the jab, and the FDA says, this is the FDA now, says the V causes myocarditis. And the published peer-reviewed literature says that it can be fatal. So this is no longer a secret, brothers and sisters. This is no longer, if the FDA has come out and said that this jab causes myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart, and the published peer-reviewed literature says that it can be fatal, then why would anybody try to hide the fact that 95% of the players have taken this jab? And that could be a possible cause why DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. Let me continue. Dr. McCullough says, quote, this is not a time for privacy. The public needs to know that diagnosis, because he was under one of these mandates, and this happened on the national and world stage. This is my field on the spiritual stage. We move into 2023, number 7 energy, and the first thing, that the big event that happens is a heart attack on the NFL football field. This is not only national and world, it's a spiritual message. So McCullough says numerous athletes have collapsed on the field and been resuscitated, but that in all cases there has been, quote, airtight privacy about whether they were jabbed and what their diagnosis was. And Dr. McCullough says, I think the Hamlin case is going to break through all of this. I think everybody's watching and waiting whether this young man is going to survive or not, and then what will be the words coming out of his mouth if they allow that to happen. So he continues, now in professional athletes, many of the causes of primary cardiac arrest for a man of his age have already been ruled out. Because the athletes are so heavily evaluated and scrutinized before they're ready to play, quote, so the leading cause of an athlete having a cardiac arrest on the field is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and that is a memorable thickness of the heart. Oh, my goodness. Poor thing, 24 years old. Thickness of the heart. You don't get hired by the NFL if you got a history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Trust me, I know. My dad told me. He acknowledged that other congenital conditions or rare syndromes could be at play, but added, quote, I think what is looming large and the reason why there was so much emotion, there were grown men crying on the football field Monday night, grown men kneeling, praying. You could see the emotion in their faces when you watch the video of what happened. These men were worried. And so Dr. McCullough is saying, quote, I think what's looming large and reason why there was so much emotion, the elephant in the room that no one could bring up until I brought it up yesterday on national TV as the first public figure, is COVID-19B. McCullough cited increasing evidence that the jabs can cause heart damage, particularly among men. There are now more than 200 peer-reviewed studies on the jab-induced myocarditis. Two papers, he mentions two papers, 2.5% of the people sustain heart damage. More than half of heart damage cases, there are no initial symptoms. A scar is formed in the heart. The scar is readily identified by an MRI. Scar becomes the setup for an abnormal electrical rhythm that circulates around the scar. It's called ventricular tachycardia. And then it degenerates into ventricular fibrillation, causing the sudden adult death syndrome. Now, there's a statistic in here that most of us have been unaware of. According to the CDC, and there have been lots, he mentions all the papers that have been published over the last 2 years. Since the introduction of the V in 2021, there have been 1,598 cardiac arrests in the football league. Let me say that again. Since the introduction of the jab in 2021, there have been 1,598 cardiac arrests in football league. Did we hear that on NBC, CBS? Nope, they don't want to talk. They will not talk about that. Of which 1,101 were fatal. Have you heard about that? There have been over 1,000 deaths in the football league. We're talking college and national, especially college. Prior to 2021, the average number of cardiac arrests was, get this, 29. So we went from 29 cardiac arrests in football leagues to 1,500, and nobody wants to talk about the fact that this week maybe this guy dropped on the field because of a jab. Average number of cardiac arrests from 29 to over 1,000 deaths. In a 38-year time span from 1966 to 2004, the paper noted, only 1,100 athletes under 35 died due to various heart conditions. So we're talking about a 40-year period, 1,000 athletes died for heart conditions. And then in 1 year, we've had that number show up. So now this is the statistic I want to bring out, and then we'll go on to, I won't mention all the other eggs. This is a long article. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report, there have been only 131 cases of jab-related myocarditis. But peer-reviewed studies in top journals and Pfizer and Moderna's own data and the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS data, shows, guess what? Ready for this? 24,950 reports of myocarditis following COVID-19 jabs. Let that sit for a minute. With all the information that's available on public record, including the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, comes out to 24,000 reports of myocarditis, inflamed heart, or pericarditis. Solution to all this. Well, one thing we're doing, we're praying for this young man. And believe me, they are working hard not to lose his life, because then they're going to really have to be honest about things, autopsy and so forth. But we have lots of men, unlike Roland Martin, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton, who pushed the jab real hard the last few weeks because they got paid, I'm sure. We've got men like Reza Islam and Minister of Wellness, let me add T.D. Jakes in there with Al Sharpton, Jesse Rowland, and then a pastor, T.D. Jakes. He pushed it pretty hard, too. These are people we don't want to listen to anymore because we understand where their hearts are and where their how their pockets are being filled, maybe. But you've got men like Reza Islam, who's in the disinformation dozen, the people who were pushing, no, 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 this is not right, don't do it. And you've got people like the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, who have been helping the public do the alternative healthy thing when it comes to viruses and bacteria. So I brought in Minister Nathaniel Jordan. He's the minister. Well, he has lots and lots of YouTube videos promoting nutrition. He's mostly about diet, nutrition, helping people lose weight. And he's a really good source for shifting your lifestyle. You want to prevent heart problems and strengthen your heart. He's the man to tell you how to change your diet and your lifestyle. So he had an interesting audio about Demetrius Johnson. I want to start there because Demetrius Johnson was an NFL player, and he tried, Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel, tried to advise him about his lifestyle change. And recently, this year, died because his heart exploded, basically.
Shalom, family. I just want to remind everyone listening that our online store contains everything you need to get and stay healthy.
An explosion.
All the knowledge and recipes, my DVDs are jam-packed with information being answered from the masses. The Minister of Wellness approved vitamins and minerals.
But when you have a 24-year-old, come on, let's talk. So I want you to hear Minister of Wellness Jordan's analysis of why Demetrius Johnson, former NFL player,
that's the Minister of Wellness .com or call 888-478-8026.
He is retired. It's all kinds of, but here's
greetings, brothers and sisters, Minister Wellness. I am the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, on behalf of myself and my wife, Dr. Chef Felicia Ann Jordan. Welcome to the Minister of Wellness Ministries YouTube channel. Demetrius Johnson, Brother Demetrius Johnson, right here from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, dead at age 61, and he had heart disease. He had an aortic dissection. That means a blood vessel close to his heart exploded. Heart exploded from chronic high blood pressure and overall the satanic man putting that acid, too much acid in his heart. I know back in 2000, I knew Demetrius Johnson. I knew him. He had a large foundation here. He was a football player with the Detroit Lions. He played a few years in the NFL. And ever since I was a kid, I used to listen to him on the radio. When I became the Minister of Wellness, I tried to reach out to Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius Johnson, you know, listen, may he rest in peace. Sincere condolences to him, his family, his loved ones. Demetrius Johnson, he was an arrogant man. He was arrogant and he was a food zombie at the highest level. Yo-yoed his weight up and down. I came into his life in about 2019. I started trying to get on his show because he had a radio show, a weekly radio show with a wide reach here in St. Louis. He would always give me the run around like he wanted me to just chase after and beg him. I went to the top of Radio One and they made me put him on the show. I have the link to that interview in the description box. It's 45 minutes. I taught him everything he needed to know about how to eat to live. But because of extreme food addiction, pride, and a host of other issues, and I had a cell phone number, he just wasn't able to follow it, as most people aren't. But he had the warning. Demetrius Johnson will not be able to stand before the Most High and say he did not know. And also, I was trying to connect with him because he had a large foundation that helped a lot of children in other areas. But if your foundation isn't helping children in their health, you're really harming them. What difference does it make if you pass out Christmas presents to poor children and you're not giving them the education? First of all, that Christmas isn't a biblical holy day in the first place. Second of all, you're not teaching them any truth about Christmas but then you're feeding them Christmas candy. Sending a child, sending a fat, sick child to college on a scholarship to get brainwashed at the white man's institution, that's not going to help our people. I am not about to pacify. I mean, the reason why a lot of these organizations and foundations are resistant to having the Minister of Wellness come in is because they're afraid that I will step on the toes of their sponsors. So, yes, I knew him personally, and then he had my cell phone number. He's seen all my billboards. He's seen the work I was doing, but pride kept him from wanting to reach out to this ministry because he wanted to do what he wanted to do. I reached out to him in November, tried to give him another chance to do the right thing. Hey, brother, I have a free event for the black community. It's free. I'm going to teach them how to arm their immune systems. He did it again, trying to get me to run around, blowing me off, sounding disinterested. And then a month later, he's dead at 61 because his heart exploded. A blood vessel literally burst open and blood spilled out. And that's what killed him at the age of 61. And listen, this is going to happen to a lot of leaders. The Most High is going to be taking out a lot of leaders, that refuse to heed this man. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big of a name you think you are. You are going to hear this truth in Disease Free in 23, and you're going to have a choice. You let the truth come forth, or you are going to be taken out of here. You're going to be taken out no matter how much money you have, no matter how much status you have. Wendy Williams, sick as a dog. Sick as a dog, 2018. Brother on the radio station in Orlando was literally texting her several of my videos every day. See? Choose ye this day, brothers and sisters. Choose ye this day. Choose life over death. Again, he's going to have a huge funeral. His funeral will be massive here in St. Louis. He was a St. Louis legend. But I want to be a legend from helping people in the most critical area of life. And I know that if you're not if your organization isn't teaching our people who we are, pointing our people to those commandments, and then teaching our people that a part of those commandments and a part of your service and obedience to the Most High Yah is to get off that satanic American diet and eat his medicine fruits and vegetables and take his herbs, then whatever impact you think your foundation had, it is only less than 1% of the impact you truly could have had. It's high time, brothers and sisters, for a health revolution. May the Most High have mercy on your soul at your judgment, Brother Johnson, because you won't be able to say that you didn't know the truth about what you were and weren't supposed to do because you knew personally the Minister of Wellness and you decided to do your best to ignore me. We are getting a fresh shipment in of our most important supplement, the immune support.
Now, that was a strong message from Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. He's all over YouTube, so if you want to hear more from him, I want to play one more. He gives an update on DeMar's recovery. So I'll play that after the break. But strong, pretty strong message, especially for the black community, because he's a brother and he's been teaching for a while. He's been on lots of TV shows. He's becoming more and more popular. Strong, strong message about, I mean, how a heart exploding, vessels exploding, that says so much about consequences from, and like I said, my dad had a heart attack, even though most of his life, he was really very healthy, but the relationship he was in with his wife, who's now deceased, I have their full permission, spirit world, to share their journey because it's my story. That's why. And he and his wife, 40 years of marriage, and the only reason they stayed together, they had a big house. My executive producer, Naima Latif, visited his home while I was in Chicago, and she knows that was a big house. That's the only reason that marriage lasted 40 years, because they were miles apart in that house. And I observed every time I visited my dad, the conflict and the stress and the tension in that household. Most of it was over raising his first son. My dad retired when he was 60-some years old, I think. And he had a son when he retired. His wife was about 20 years younger than him. And he had a son with that marriage, and the both of them had totally different ideas on how to raise that son. So the older that child got, the more conflict they had. Stress, stress, stress. And I just think my dad was he was more of an empath. He was an enabler. If you know what enablers do, they enable narcissistic personalities, which his wife had very strong tendencies towards. And he was enabling her, didn't say much about her. Strong, strong controlling energy. And they just had different ideas about how to raise that son. And I believe, my opinion, the stress built up in his heart. The stress built up in his emotions, not speaking up about what he believed, or speaking up and having lots of arguments. So just as the minister mentioned about this Demetrius Johnson, pride. The man had so much pride, he said, and resistance, and on the standard, what he calls a Satan American diet. That's interesting. It's always standard American diet, standing for sad. But what this is the story of one individual this past year recently. And you can probably bet he had the jab, because Jesse Jackson, Roland Martin, Al Sharpton, even T.D. Jakes was promoting the jab. So a lot of men who had their hearts explode last year could have been triggered by the jab. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Minister Jordan has an update on Damar, the 24-year-old who just passed. Stay tuned. It gets better. The next hour, we're going to get more and more into the strengthening of our heart and the energy, particularly this little symbol here for the heart chakra. This energy center will bring us into an awareness of all the levels, energy, and truth that help us keep this heart healthy. It's not just diet. That's what Minister of Wellness focuses on. But I've learned it's more than just your diet and the food. We'll be right back after these messages.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
About finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soul for Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And it's been drama, drama, drama. Drama on the football field this week. Next week, who knows? We're going to see a lot of these events, in my opinion, that awake us, that get our attention about the evil in our land, the lies in the media. I hope by now you do not have a television or you're not looking at television, CNN, CBS, because they're not telling the truth. That's what we're here to show you, that the media has an agenda. They pulled out their script right away when this heart attack happened, and the drama continues. So Minister Jordan has an update on Damar recovery because, of course, he and many Reza Islam is another one who is telling the truth, resisting the media and Big Pharma. And Queen Afua, I have to mention my sister, Queen Afua. She's another sister who promotes total health and natural healing, no jab pushing the last few years. But Minister Gordon always starts his videos promoting his supplements. So we're going to hear from him about what happened.
There's no such thing as well.
Damar,
what
is the solution? So we're going to get into this hour about solutions.
Wellness, I got you covered. Sisters, my wife, Dr. Chef Felicia Ann Jordan, will take good care of you. We also do coaching.
And this man is
a $50 senior citizen special, and we have a 40-day coaching program.
Hard,
all
coaching bookings. This is YouTube alone. You can learn so much.
Let us help you heal.
But I don't always listen for the first half. A lot of stuff.
847-826. Book your coaching session.
10 years ago, who's doing my supplements. But here's Dr.
Brother Damar Hamlin. They say that doctors are working on to getting him breathing without a ventilator after his mid-game cardiac arrest left him in critical condition. Remember, this is a 24-year-old athlete. He's only 24 years old. And even though we know that they eat trash, yes, that plays a role. The garbage, satanic American diet plays a role. I had to ban someone because they were trying to say, oh, everything ain't on the umph and all of this stuff. No, let me say this. I've been talking for years about how to prevent and reverse heart disease. And I gave the solutions to Brother Damar about the red fruit killer, which is why everyone watching this video, please like and share. So absolutely, the satanic American diet that these athletes are eating, yes, even without the oomph, even without that, they don't live long usually because they eat trash. But it is a known fact that this epidemic that we see, if not pandemic, of young so-called healthy athletes, despite what they're eating, and they are just suffering massive heart attacks. This is in the middle of games, and this is happening all over the world. No, we have to use, we know that there's an exponential increase in athlete heart attacks and death since they decided to force them to the umph. Okay, so no, we have to talk about that, and we will, because on this channel,
this ministry, the Minister of Wellness Ministries, we're about biblical principles. We're about biblical principles. And this entire nation is under the curse of the Most High because of idolatry. Because he has a way of healing. He has a way of immune system strength. And if we don't follow his ways, then bad things happen. So again, that's the update on the brothers, that they're working to get him to stop breathing without a ventilator. His uncle said that he remains sedated, but they're trying to get him to breathe on his own after he collapsed on the field that halted a game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. He said he will be resuscitated twice on that night, once on the field and again when he was hurried into the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he is still being treated. His uncle said, my nephew has basically died on the field, and they brought him back to life. It is still unclear what led to the cardiac arrest. It's not unclear. That's what I'm saying. You all need to share this video. It's clear to me. The heart just don't go bad for no reason. It's very clear. The heart is stressed. It's stressed through the toxic diet. It is stressed through these dangerous sports. But it's primarily the satanic American diet, the high meat and processed food diet, that kills the function of the heart. And like I said, he needs to go on a all red fruit heal it. And I have a video for that. All red fruit heal it. Red grapes, red cherries, strawberries, pomegranates, goji berries, cranberries, watermelons. He needs to drink 32 to 64 ounces a day of freshly squeezed beets with red apples and red pears. Juice that all together. You can also add tomato juice, red peppers. You can throw that in there. You can do freshly squeezed tomato and red pepper juice. That's what he should be on all day, every day. Vitamin D3, reduce inflammation herbal extract, our detox herbal extract, our gut health, vitamin B12, our dulse seaweed. This is what he should be doing. Eat your red fruits, juice your red vegetables, and take your red herbs. That's what he needs to be on. That's what he needs to be on. Okay, so please share this video, and we'll keep this young man in prayer, because ain't nobody going to give him no real truth and no real solutions where he's at. Okay, right now he's just a lab rat to these people. So I pray again. My sincere condolences over this situation. May the Most High have mercy on his young soul. To help you become disease-free in 23 from now until this Saturday.
So, again, Minister of Wellness Nathaniel Jordan recommending red fruits for healing of this young man, because he believes that the diet is a primary and a major contributor to heart disease. And I would say that's 50% true, maybe less, but 50% of the cause to heart disease, from my experience, over 35 years of studying and talking to people, and especially this man behind me, my dad, when he had a heart attack, we were all shocked because my dad was so healthy. He was in good shape, not overweight, no obesity. But his stress and his marriage, I saw that for sure. That's what. And my dad would call me about how to help his body heal and do this. And he would have these symptoms. And I'd say, Dad, how's your marriage going? And he would be silent. He knew that the stress of his marriage was contributing to a lot of his discomfort. So relationship. Other audio I want to share with you about another NFL play, Jalen. You may not have been aware.
Like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. If you're new, welcome. We have another dead athlete at the age of 26. We have another dead athlete at the age of 26. What is going on? What is going on? Cursed is the one who trusts in man for strength where there is no help. But blessed is the one who trusts in Yahuwah. He shall be like a tree planted as the rivers of water. Our people are under a curse because we don't know who we are as the Israelites. And so we have lost all concept of our culture. And one of the most critical commandments of the Most High is that we serve no one before him. But that's not what we're doing in this nation. We serve fame and fortune. And so we push, too many of us push our children to dedicate their whole lives to being a professional slave, because that's all these athletes are. They're million-dollar slaves, $40 million slaves. Excellent book if you haven't watched it. That's facts. And then just so that they can get as much money as possible being slaves to our enemies and our oppressors, they are willing to do anything to their bodies. So these defensive ends, these offensive linemen, they subject themselves to a very dangerous way of eating that promotes obesity. So they already weren't living long before the medical decision. You all know what the medical decision is. If you're new to this channel, that's code language. We've had a pandemic, and during the midst of that pandemic, they shut everything down, and they said that unless you do this, unless you take this, you cannot participate in society. And they have put a lot of pressure on athletes, especially the athletics that are dominated by black men, the NFL, the NBA, that if you don't take it, you can't play, which means you can't get paid. And because so many of our people are brainwashed into trusting them and will do anything to gain their riches, now we see this happening one after another after another. These athletes already, this has never been seen. There's an 800% increase in death of athletes since this thing has been released. This is only the beginning, and it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. When will we wake up? Will we wake up? Most of us won't. Baltimore Ravens announced the death of 26-year-old outside linebacker. He was an outside linebacker, so he wasn't even that big. He wasn't even that big. At 26 years old, Jaylon Ferguson. They have released no other details about his death. Of course not. Of course they're not going to say what it is. This is just the beginning. It's going to be a delayed reaction, brothers and sisters, because these are young, strong, healthy men. These are the strongest of our men that become professional slaves. So this is a huge cause for concern that if this thing that we are subjecting ourselves to can take out the strongest of us. I told you the true effects of this, of the death toll, won't be seen for a year or two. So don't you dare think that you're safe. My condolences to this brother and his family. The family asked for your prayers in privacy during this time. He was a Louisiana native. He graduated. He set the record for 45 sacks. His nickname was Sack Daddy. He was drafted in 2019. He was placed on the COVID-19 list twice in 2 years. Huh? Placed on it twice in 2 years. See? So if he was placed on it twice in 2 years, you know he was decisioned. Yeah, I know what happened. His heart exploded. And this is going to be repeated over and over again until we stop worshiping these devils and their evil culture. If for some unfortunate reason you can't take advantage of the 55% the Minister of Wellness vitamins package, you can use the promo code VITAMINS.
So there you have it from one individual who is very passionate about sharing the truth about what's going on because he's a health minister. He calls himself a health minister. And he works with people all the time. He's helped hundreds of people lose weight. and get their health back. So what's going on right now, especially the first week in the year, oh my goodness, I just can't imagine what's going to follow after this week. We'll see. But we're talking about an energy center right here on the left side of the body. This symbol right here is your heart chakra. And this energy center is so important. Some people don't understand or believe the heart chakras are valid or relevant, but once you start studying them, you realize that these are just energy parts of a very sacred temple. The soul from the brain, the mind, the pineal gland, and all the adrenal system. As I've played many times, there's 10 major systems. The heart is just part of a working, very powerful system. So I'm bringing in my sister, Kessie. Her name, Kessie Vision, is who she is. And I'm going to try and play her video on Facebook, because she's such a beautiful young lady. And she's going to tell us about the heart chakra, because all of what we're hearing today has to do with energy. We are energy beings. They cannot measure even an EKG without the knowledge of this going to put out energy, right? They put probes on your chest, your brain, whatever, and they read energy coming from your body. So this young sister is very, very good at teaching about the heart chakra. So I'm going to bring her in. Let's see if I can get Chrome tab, figure out, okay, heart chakra, share. And so you can see her. If you're on Facebook, you'll see her, but otherwise you'll just hear her message about the heart. And she's very comprehensive about essential oils that can help, the color that's important, and all of that. So we'll learn a lot about.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. Now, if you have been following our chakra series, you will know that we are now on the fourth chakra. And this is one of my favorites, and I think it's one that's also very important. For this video, we're going to be talking about the heart chakra, and it is represented by the color green. You see, I'm wearing two different shades of green here, and I also have pink lipstick on. Well, why would that be? Well, if you happen to do any guided meditations or you are using any colors to help you heal and balance this chakra. Green is the main color, but you can also throw in some splashes of pink. And that makes sense because the heart, love, compassion, pink, right? Now, there are two points that I want to bring up before I get into this chakra being too open, too closed, and how to heal it. I kind of view this chakra as a bridge between earth and spirit. The first three chakras that we talked about, the root, sacral, and the solar plexus, really are kind of grounding chakras. They deal with your connection to your emotions, your body, the earth, other people, other beings. And then the other three chakras that we're going to talk about after this deal much more with consciousness, your understanding of the universe, your kind of awareness, your expanding your spirit, and you're expanding your awareness more so than just here in this physical body. And in order to go from the earth to the spirit, you got to go through the heart, which means that you have to develop some compassion for yourself and your circumstances. And not only is this chakra about love, self-love, and loving other people and having compassion for all things, but this chakra is also about transformation and change. And if you had any transformation and change in your life, which we all have had to whatever degree, whether it be small or big, you might have noticed that if you try to kind of buck up against that change, it makes for a really difficult period in time. But if you kind of come to it with compassion, not just for yourself, but compassion about whatever the circumstances may be, that shift happens a lot. It's a smoother transition. So also think of transformation and change when you think about the heart chakra. It is about love, but it's not just about relationships, and it's not just about the self. It's also about love and understanding for the connection to all things in the universe. So kind of think about that, too, when you're thinking about this chakra. Another point that I want to bring up is that our heart emits way more electricity and magnetism than our brain does. And that kind of makes sense when you think about, has there been a time where you've tried to neglect your emotions, kind of not go in the direction of your heart and try to approach everything from a very logical standpoint, and you feel like you're constantly coming up against walls and roadblocks? But then there may have been another time in your life where you followed your heart. And it may not have made sense to other people, may not have made sense to you at the time what you were doing, but when you did, suddenly everything fell into place. Well, that's because when we're following our heart, it's pulling in more of that energy. And so if we just flow along with it as opposed to trying to repel it and go in the other direction, then life kind of flows a little bit easier, right? So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind, that our heart produces way more electricity and magnetism than our mind. That's deep.
Wow.
All right, so on to balanced, healthy chakra. What does that look like? Well, maybe kind of obvious, I don't know, but you have love and compassion for yourself, for other people. You have healthy boundaries. You have healthy, loving relationships with yourself, with other people. You're much more able to, you're also very in tap with your emotions, right? You don't kind of let your emotions overtake you. You're just really kind of in the flow with everything. And you also understand the connectedness. It's not just with other people in your life that you see and that you interact with. It's also understanding and seeing the connectedness in everything. And not just people, right? Things, circumstances, just all of those, all of these things that are moving around in our lives, all this energy, it's all connected. And when you have that understanding and you're able to kind of see the bigger picture, that's when you have a really healthy, balanced heart chakra. All right, so what does this look like when it's closed? Well, you don't have a healthy love for yourself. You have either very low or complete lack of empathy. You may have very surface, very shallow relationships. They don't really get deep. You just kind of keep it on a very surface level, and you just kind of keep it moving. So you don't take the time to really go deep within any particular relationship. You just like, oh, I'm just going to keep it moving, I'm going to keep it light, easy breezy, and I'm going to go about my life. So those are some ways in which a closed heart chakra can represent itself in your life. Open, too open. Well, then you don't really have good boundaries, right? So you just are kind of, you're taking all of it in. It's like a vacuum. You're just taking all of this energy in. You could also put other people's needs before your own. You're helping people way too much. You're burned out. You're not giving anything back to yourself. It's all for other people. You have to have a healthy balance between both. Yes, compassion and love for all things, but you got to have compassion and love for yourself first, right? We always talk about loving yourself first, and that's important. I forgot to mention that this chakra is also associated with your thymus, your heart, and your lungs. So if you have any respiratory issues, maybe any circulatory or heart-related issues, those can be physical signs of also an imbalance your heart chakra. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Okay, so what are the ways that we can heal this chakra? Breathing exercises. Did you know that we are really bad at breathing? We are horrible at it. You're probably thinking, no, I'm not horrible at it because I'm alive. Well, what I mean is that we breathe very shallow breaths. We don't take a lot of deep breaths, and you should try to kind of breathe from your chest if you can. Most of us breathe from our diaphragm. If you breathe from your chest, let that chest kind of bellow in and out. then it exercises those lungs, and it helps move the energy within this area of your body, which is your heart chakra. So try to do some deep breathing exercises every once in a while. You could do it in conjunction with your meditation, which I always recommend. But you could just do it whenever, when you're cooking, when you're sitting at your desk, when you're at work, whatever it is. In and out. That feels good already. And if you do that, you may start to feel like a tingling sensation. Lightheadedness is not good, but tingling is good. And that just means that you're getting more oxygen, getting more energy flow into the parts of your body that wasn't getting as much oxygen. Another thing is to try to engage in activities that fulfill your heart. What do you really enjoy doing? They can be things that are really big, really small. For me, I love turning on some music and just dancing in my house. I just love to do that, just to let myself go. I really enjoy doing that. But engaging activities where you feel good and it just brings happiness into your heart and your soul. Another way that you can work on this chakra is to express gratitude. Do you have a gratitude journal? Okay, you may have a journal that's just for you, just for to write whatever kind of thoughts and feelings come up. Maybe you have a creative journal. Incorporate some gratitude in that. Maybe you want to write things down. I'm a person that I like to write things down. Me being all up in here is not good for me, but I know people who are good at that, and so they can kind of go through their gratitude list in their mind. I'm not that kind of person. I have to write it down. So I have in my journal, every once in a while, I'll just write things down that I'm grateful for. And even if you repeat the same thing over and over, that's fine. As long as you're just kind of being aware and saying, hey, these are things that are in my life that I'm happy that I have, that I'm happy that are a part of me, it brings about that love and that compassion. And so try working on expressing gratitude in whatever way that you do that, whether it's kind of thinking of gratitude, whether it's saying it out loud, talking it out loud, or whether it's writing it down in a journal. But expressing gratitude is another healthy way of kind of balancing and healing this chakra. Foods. You know what I'm going to say. You know. You already know. Green foods. Spinach. Kale. Cucumbers. Collard greens. Avocado. Green grapes. Green food. And here's the green apples. And you can prepare them any way that you want. I mean, it's all of these different foods. You can make smoothies. You can saute them. You can eat them raw. Yeah, green foods. Good for this chakra. Essential oils. For this chakra, rose, lavender, frankincense. And then there's some other oils that may be a little bit more difficult to come by, but they're really good. Neroli is one. Hyssop is one. Jasmine is one of my favorites. Jasmine smells so good. Those three may be a little bit harder to find, but if you can find, and once you find them, they may be expensive as well, so keep that in mind. Have it maybe like for a special occasion, once in a blue moon, buy one of those, but those are really good fragrances to have. You know, we got to talk about crystals. Crystals. What crystals would be good for this heart chakra? Malachite, emeralds, peridot, rose quartz. I wear these two bracelets, green aventurine, and this is ruby zoisite. These bracelets I wear every single day, or just about every single day. Well, I think that about does it for this heart chakra video. Like I said, this is one of my favorites. I mean, all the chakras are really good and important, and they have a very important role in our lives. But this one I really like. It's one of my favorites. If this video helped you.
All right. Isn't she beautiful? For those of you who can see her. Now, you might be wondering why she's recommending green food and Minister of Defense recommended red food, okay? So here's my analysis or interpretation of that is, Kessie Vision, that's her video name, Kessie's, or her YouTube channel, Kessie Vision. I don't know what her actual name is, but if you want to find her, it's K-E-S-S-E Vision. And that particular one was called Heart Chakra, All You Need Is Love. Green is the color of the whole energy chakra. This whole energy center, which she said includes your thymus and your lungs. Your thymus, all in this area, these energy centers are like your meridians or acupuncture. In fact, understanding the heart chakra, I have this article that came in for December in the magazine I get every month, Natural Awakening. And it talks about chakras are an integral part of physical, psychological, and spiritual function. Chakras are whirling energy centers correlated to acupuncture points. These energy centers control and energize major organs. So when Minister Nathaniel Jordan is talking about red foods for your heart, those are the foods that actually have high antioxidants in them. And they have vitamins and minerals in them that will help the blood flow and the functioning of this muscle. The heart's a muscle. So when he said more red food, he's right. You also need to add the green foods for the vibration of this chakra and the color it brings forth, okay? So I'm wearing green today, oh, just by chance, and I'm vibrating with my heart chakra today and my green here. And so if you want to really up the energy of that area of your body, green is going to help you do that. It'll help you increase the vibration of the heart air center. Now, red is the base chakra. Red is actually the root chakra energy color. So what Minister Jordan is talking about, well, also the food that he refers to, all that red food, is also going to help your root chakra. So he's bringing his knowledge about the physical elements, that help the body heal, be strengthened, and so forth. Kessie Vision brings you a more spiritual and holistic information, the crystals, the essential oils, your diet, green food. That's a more holistic presentation, which we all should consider mind, body, spirit. This show, Health and Wellbeing, is about mind, body, spirit balancing. And that's what I love about Kessie. And she's a female, let's face it. Women tend to be more in touch with the holistic point of view. Minister Jordan is focused mostly on the physical, third dimension, vitamins, supplements. He doesn't talk about breathing most of the time. I don't hear him talk about breathing or meditation. That's okay. He's still helping a lot of people get well by changing their lifestyle and their diet. And that's what this heart issue is about, is what type of lifestyle are you in? Minister Jordan mentioned this book here that I have, $40 Million Slave. William Roden, who's the author, was a student of my dad. This is the connection here of all of this week, the football, the seven on my dad's chest, and this book, $40 Million Slave, written by William Roden, who's a sports writer for the New York Times, who I know very well. He was at my dad's funeral, talked to him on the phone many times, because he was influenced by this man behind me, Sherman J. Howard, to write and research, to bring forth a book called $40 Million Slave. And that's kind of the crux of the matter with Damar, this football player who's struggling for his life right now in the hospital in critical condition. Slavery. When you are on the plantation, doing what the physical master tells you to do versus paying attention to the cosmic order or master. Heart attacks are going to happen. And especially, we're going to talk a little bit more after the break. I forgot about after the break about what Kessie brought out in terms of healthy living, loving relationships, gratitude, love for self, all the things. I took notes on some of the important points that she brings out about the heart chakra. So we've got to take our last break, and we'll be right back. Stick and stay as we bring on some ads and announcements. We'll be right back.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Joining us this morning. If you just joined us, I noticed we got a few callers just showed up. We've been talking about this precious, precious muscle called the heart, because this week, 2023, started out with a media frenzy about football and the heart attack on the field. And because my father coached football, lived football, played football, and I wrote a book about football and beyond, because he left the football professional sports after a shoulder injury. And I'm glad he did, because he did that in 1954, and I was born the next year, because I have a really strange thought about it. If he hadn't left football, I probably wouldn't be here, because My mother and him were not getting along too well because he had an affair while he was in New York, and it was in Jet Magazine. That's how I know. Jet Magazine actually talked about the affair he had before I was born, 1954. Like, whoa. And yet my mother and him still came together, and I was born and conceived, I would say. So this is an exciting time for me to look at the heart attack on the football field. My dad had a heart attack, but he was off the field. And his stress, his heart attack was due to stress in his relationship with his wife at the time. I observed that very, very clearly often, that he and his wife were not getting along for a long time after he had his first son with her. And so I believe, number one, stress is the major root cause of heart attacks. Long periods of stress. And then if you missed the show earlier, I played several and read several pieces about the jab that has caused myocarditis. I didn't play that, but here is a very quick explanation of myocarditis, only 1 minute. So I'm going to play this for you. What the elephant in the room, what the media has missed this whole week, they've been pushing commodious something or other. All the major media news shows have been pushing commodious something or other. I can't even remember the name. But it's not what the real deal is, because Dr. McCullough, as I pointed out, said that he ruled that out first thing, and he's a cardiologist. But they've been pushing that because the elephant in the room is myocarditis. Commodiocarditis has been on all the major news networks about this incident, because the elephant in the room is myocarditis. Let me just share what myocarditis is.
Well, in tonight's Health Spotlight, a groundbreaking discovery shows what may cause myocarditis after some people get their COVID-19 vaccine. Joining me now with the latest on this discovery is Wish TV's medical reporter, Samira Jones.
Well, Alexis, according to the CDC, myocarditis after a COVID vaccine has been reported in adolescents and young adult males, more often after the second dose and usually within a week of vaccination. And now a first-of-its-kind study may explain why this happens. In a study published in JAMA Cardiology, scientists at Boston Children's Hospital looked at 15 children ages 12 to 18 years old who were admitted to the hospital 1 to 9 days after their COVID vaccine. A blood test showed above normal concentrations of the chemical troponin in each patient's blood. High levels of troponin can lead to heart cell damage, cell death, and a heart attack. In the study, authors write, in this small case study series, myocarditis was diagnosed in children after COVID-19 vaccination, most commonly in boys after the second dose. In this case series, in short-term follow-up, patients were mildly affected. The long-term risks associated with post-vaccination myocarditis remain unknown. Larger studies with longer follow-up are needed to inform recommendations for COVID-19 vaccination in this population. Incident rate data show approximately 2 per 100,000 people will get myocarditis after their COVID shot. Reporting from the newsroom, I'm Wish TV's medical reporter, Dr. Mary Gillis.
Well, and tonight's Health Spotlight of ground.
The elephant in the room is myocarditis this week that all the major media outlets don't want to talk about, because here's one of the reasons why. And then we'll get to the points that my sister made on the shot about the heart chakra. The elephant in the room, myocarditis, means you can't keep pushing your jab on us, because guess what? It's damaging. As the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, pointed out, 800% increase in deaths of athletes since they started this jab. Let me say that again. 800% increase in death of athletes all over the world since they started pushing this jab. President Brandon, a.k.a. Biden, actually had the nerve last year before the winter months to say to African Americans that if you don't get the booster, you're going to be a statistic about the virus and blah, 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 blah. this man just can't be any more entertaining with his lies and his Pinocchio nose. Pushing the jab on African Americans last year and saying you need to get your booster. And the rumor is that Damar Hamlin had a booster in December. So, 24-year-old, heart attack this week. The media is saying, oh, it's commodious monarchy, putting out a Latin term we don't even want to care. But the truth is 800% increase of athletes dying since the jab. So we want to just promote healing, strength, and truth today. That's our focus of this show today. If you have any questions, comments, please press 1, and I'll open your mic. Or Zelda, my sister Zelda, is going to go get some fruit, red fruit. And make sure, Zelda, and everyone stack up on your green fruit, too, because this heart chakra energy is green. But I just want to point out some of the main points of the video I played about the heart chakra. Gratitude. I push that every show, I believe. Gratitude. I wake up with gratitude and I go to bed with gratitude. I think throughout the day, stop complaining. I don't pay rent. I have this beautiful, comfortable space that I live in. I have grandchildren. I can't help but be in gratitude. In other words, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And that's the attitude we all have to have if we want a strong heart. Healthy, loving relationships is so important. I truly believe that's why my dad had his heart attack and why he died at the age of 95, because at 95, his marriage to that woman was no love whatsoever, in my opinion. True love, deep love, that was gone. Their relationship was very stressed at the end of his life. And I believe my dad died of a broken heart more than anything. Love for self. Fly. That's what we're all about. Fly. No empathy, she says. People who are having heart issues don't have empathy for others, having compassion, praying for others. Shallow relationships. So then what it would the alternative to shallow relationships? Having a deep breathing relationship with yourself. Deep breathing relationship with yourself. Every day, deep breathing. Get more oxygen to that heart. And then passion, doing what you enjoy, listening to music, whatever you love to do. Stop being a slave. 8 hours a day to the mass corporation, whatever. Take time out to have passion with your music, earth, Mother Earth, nature. We don't want any more nature deficit disorder this week or this year. We've had enough reminders from our brother Kwame Sunhorse about the dangers of not being in nature, and we want to say the way to a healthy heart, among other things, is to get out in nature and get the sun, the wind, the snow, whatever. Just be out there in nature and take in the deep breathing. We've got a caller here, so I'm going to open up the mic. We only got about 4 minutes left. So press 1 if you have a comment. 73977, mic is open.
Good morning. Good morning to all, and good morning, Vieta. This is Lois here in Chicago. Thank God for everyone today. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I wondered if your father had been fully vaccinated before he had the heart attack. And also, I have a brother who is in Weiss Hospital, as we speak. He's 60 years old, and they put him on dialysis after they'd gone into his heart 3 or 4 times. And about 3 days ago, they said that after dialysis, he went into a cardiac arrest. And I know Troy, his name is Troy Trev. He's fully vaccinated. So what you're talking about is exactly right. And as we speak, my brother has been in that cardiac arrest since, for 3 or 4 days. He can't move or nothing. They said he's brain dead, but they want to give him dialysis today. They want to give him dialysis. And my brother, who's in charge, he has a spinal infection in his back. But anyway, he's just letting them do everything to him, and he's already gone. So I don't even sense. So I'm just soliciting prayers today from everybody, please, because I know God is able. And I know these doctors have done a lot of crooked things to our people, and these people better listen to you today, because what you're saying is what is happening. He's in Rice Hospital right now. His name is Troy Trask. He's a veteran. He's 60 years old. They've been guinea pigging on him since January of last year. And now they claim that he's brain dead, but yet we're going to give him dialysis today. So thank you, and pray for me, please, please, please.
Yes, Father, we send out love and light, Troy Trask, and especially to Lois, that she might continue to lift up her brother in this dark hour and have faith and trust in the Most High's love and compassion to bring this brother into total healing. And that could mean that his spirit leaves his body. We don't know the ways of the Most High when in terms of healing. So we just ask for comfort for Lois, and that your Troy would be surrounded by angels during this time to know his soul journey more than anything at this time. So thank you, Lois, for sharing that. We'll continue to lift him up. And we've got Brother Kwame Sunhorse has pressed one. So welcome, Brother Kwame. What's your comment this day?
Grand Rising and to Lois and her family, Creator knows best, and you're in good hands because you have a good heart. So we all pray that Creator does his will with your brother's life, because he gave that life and he's in charge of taking it when it's time. The thing that I'm seeing is that we overstood and people were warned about the effects of taking that shot, because the thing that happens is, and the heart is the seat of the will, and that heart pumps that virus, that vaccine, in your body. Once you put it in there, your heart is constantly pumping that vaccine, and it's a foreign object in your body. And that being said, that it will cause something to disrupt, because it's not supposed to be in the human body. You were not born with it. So why would you have to have something that was just, viruses have been around on this planet since man, before man. And so what we're seeing is the genocidal process of elimination and all possibilities on the planet. And this is what the structure of the system is to depopulate as much as they can by using biological and weaponry, weather warfare, all of the tools that they create in order to depopulate, because the elimination of people of color and people of non-melanated people is to be able to keep the population under control. These are the things in which we have to understand, but we also know that AI cannot defeat DI. Divine intelligence is making sure that we as a people have the knowledge to make the change, because it's the few that's going to help save the many. And
yeah,
what we're looking at on this wolf moon, full moon, the wolf full moon, and it's funny that it's the full moon fell on the anniversary of the attack on the Capitol. And so we're seeing them still battling to control the government, to control the people, put those people in place that will do the bidding of the corporations that want them to keep eliminating and keep their wealth in place. So
yes,
it's through prayer and meditation that we're going to defeat this. So the thing for this year, and
yes,
it's time that we understand that there's a power greater than man. And trust that power that's greater than man, because with every heartbeat and every breath, that is your source, not
yeah,
the
hallelujah
government.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. That's pretty much a summary of it all, is that being conscious, And I'm going to let Mama AZ have the last word because she's raised her hand at the last minute. Mama AZ, what's your thoughts this morning?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you, Brother Kwame, for those words of wisdom and confirmations. And Lois, you're in my prayers. I appreciate everything that has been shared these last few minutes, sisters, giving me some information to continue the path that I'm on. And that's another show. Peace. Thank you, family.
Thank us. And I hope all of us who are reminded today, we can't be silent about this anymore. We have to speak up. I don't care. You can have codes on your shows and the V word and the jab and all that, but you need to speak up. 800% increase in the deaths of athletes all over the world. This event, the first of the year, is no accident. This is a spiritual message for all of us to wake the F up and start protesting this government's evil plan agenda to reduce the population. Those who leave are designed to leave by their assignment is over, but they're here to teach us. If this Damar doesn't make it, he's going to be the biggest lesson, the first big lesson for 2023. Wake up. Your heart is at risk here on planet Earth because we got all this evil energy affecting our chakras and our whole being is being affected by the chakras. But if we meditate, stay awake, conscious, pay attention. The media is not telling the truth. No way, no way. They have an agenda. And it's obvious people like even T.D. Jakes, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Roland Martin, all these people do not have your best interests at heart because they were pushing this jab all 2 years. And now all of a sudden they're distracting with the major media saying, oh, it's not the elephant in the room. It's this, this, or that. So let us wake up, brothers and sisters, and be bold and promote everybody get off the plantation or the matrix. Stop this nonsense about working for the master. It's going to kill you if you are not wise and protect your own soul, being in love, and your mind. Thank you so much. I hope you'll share this message with those who are still asleep, and let's do the best we can to be bold and courageous in 2023, because the number seven is with us. The number seven says we're responsible now. This year, you're responsible. No more blaming and shaming. You are responsible.
Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. Okay. Dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.